In the controlled chaos of Bristol Bay's commercial and subsistence fishing, it can be easy to lose track of the third group the salmon get to, sport fishermen. They come from all over to fish with guides at camps and lodges along southwest Alaska rivers. Those guides are just part of the infrastructure that keeps sport fishing going. KDLG's Allison Mollenkamp spent the day at one Nooshigak spot, Toman's King Camp, to look behind the scenes.
The best stretch of river for sports fishermen is a boat or plane ride away from Dillingham. Andy Hawkinson runs the administrative side of Toman's. She says the float planes present some challenges.
Their bigger plane, the Beaver, is, I think, 1,500 pounds. But that goes fast. If you have four large guys, mm-hmm. and then they have bags, and they also have a 50-pound fish box each.
Yeah. Some clients aren't too eager about the planes either. Andy recalls one regular customer.
He's terrified. Yeah, he doesn't like those little planes. He flew in last year and there was a windstorm. It was pretty bad. But it was still okay to fly, but it was rough. So he said, absolutely not, I'm not getting on that plane. So he had to get a room in Dillingham to spend the night. We picked him up the next morning and boated him over.
The boats bring more than people up to camp. All the camp supplies are brought up from Dillingham by boat before the season starts. The shopping, however, started long before that.
Jeremy and I will shop in Oregon, and we'll put everything up on a barge, all of our dry goods.
All that food lets the camp kitchen feed up to 50 or 60 people per night. Behind that effort is Pam McClung, who runs a small catering business in Portland. Cooking at a camp up the Nooshigak is a little different.
Pretty much the last of our fresh produce.
With one of their busiest weeks, the short season ending this weekend, they don't plan to order more.
We're really right now on an as-needed basis. It just gets very expensive. So now we're playing Chop Kitchen, which is fine. We're having fun. So we'll plan our menu a couple days in advance, depending on what we have, and then we pull stuff out of the freezer accordingly.
For all the challenges, the menu is pretty impressive.
We're having actually fish, brisket, and pork quesadillas, and lasagna from dinner last night.
The quesadillas are the work of the kitchen's second driving force, Manuel Rodriguez. He's been cooking at Toman's for 12 summers, and he doesn't take long to think of his favorite part.
Oh, the cold.
You like the cold?
It's too hot in my city. 114 every day.
He met the camp's owner, Jeremy Toman, in Mexico. One of his many ventures is a mule deer hunting operation there.
The Mexico hunt is, I've done that for 20 years now, too. It's probably one of my favorite things to do. The weather's always nice.
The weather on the Nooshigak is a little more variable. Clients will fish in pretty much all weather, but some rare sunshine peeking through the morning they're supposed to leave makes the parting a little harder.
I want to go fishing. I know, but I'm trying to get 22 people out of here in one day.
It will take a handful of flights to move 22 people back down to Dillingham. Most of their luggage and boxes of fish will go back by boat, which can prove to be a wet, windy, bumpy ride. A few hours later, a new crop of clients will be on their way in. Running a king camp on the Nooshigak can be hard work, but for Jeremy Toman, it's definitely worth it.
There's nothing better than having a group full of clients in your dining tent laughing and giggling because it's such a great place to be.
The fish and laughter keep the clients coming back, too. A lot of Toman's clients book their trip for next year before they leave. One of Toman's clients, Cho, is a little young to book another trip himself.
It was very slow that day. We had only caught one jack, and I was starting to fall asleep. And then my fish pole starts rattling and rattling really fast. And then my dad looks at my pole, and he says, "It's shaking! What are you doing, Cho?" And then I'm like, what? And then he grabs my rod, and then I start reeling, and then it was about a 15-minute fight. Boy, that thing was a monster.
Did you end up weighing it? How much was it?
40 pounds.
So far, 10-year-old Cho holds the record for the summer at Toman's. I'm Allison Mollenkamp.